clean up in the Cracker Barrel in Boone about a month or two ago just to use the restroom, but we got our food to go. And we have gotten our food to go from everywhere. We don't eat inside restaurants. Unfortunately, you know, it's kind of what I have to do now for a little bit. Hopefully I'll get the vaccine soon, and then they'll have a booster come out. So it'll get better. It'll get better.
I have faith that everything's going to work out for the good, and it's just a matter of time. This country has gone through a lot, and it'll get through this as well. So all we can do is just keep our head up and look forward to tomorrow. I know a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to live to be 100 years old. I don't want to live that old. I don't want to, you know. I know one guy that wants to live to be 100 years old, and that's the guy that's 99 looking for a birthday.
Yeah, we got a 103-year-old ham up here. His name is Oscar, W4OX8. This thing got on one of our local repeaters, and ham radio's been going, you know? And so we had the repeater go down. I don't know what happened, power issue with it. So he's gone to another repeater temporarily.
We
just gotta keep him busy. Over.
Good deal. Yeah, we got a young man who he might be 93 by now, and he owns one of the local repeaters down here. And that man, he works still. He still has a job. I mean, he has a little company, and he gets out every day and gets in his service truck and goes from company to company, and he's wild open. I couldn't do what he does. We went this summer down to the site and did a little bush hogging and weed eating, and man, he outworked all of us. He looks like he's about 50 years old, and a man is 92 years old. And he still, I was talking to him yesterday on the 2 meters down here on his repeater, and he said, man, you know, I'm thinking about retiring. I might just hang it up. I thought, man, you're 92 years old and you're talking about retiring. What you going to do when you retire?
So for him, it's a state of mind. Yeah, Oscar's got that useful state of mind, too. He's always asking folks what kind of radio they have. He's always interested in helping people buy and sell radios. And he's always interested in welcoming new hands to the amateur radio.
This fellow, he'd do anything in the world. He'll even, if you don't have one, he'll let you own one if you want to buy it. He'll charge you $5 a week or whatever, you know, just to get a new ham on the air. He's a terrific, terrific guy. Absolutely. All right, buddy, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to have to go get me something to drink. Need something for the throat, sounds like. I'm getting kind of crackly. But it was enjoyed on this end. I definitely like to meet new people, and I'm going to look you up on QRZ and see what's going on. And you can also, I'm on QRZ as well, if you remember the call. And I want to say 73s to you, and take care of the dog, and have a good week, what's left of it. And we'll be praying for you and your family, and I hope everything is well. Enjoyed it. 73s, KN4, UBV clear on yours.
Yeah, Jim, it's a pleasure to meet you too. Prayers for you and your family. And we'll talk to you again May here with Ford, November Delta Union 73.
Where are you located?
I'm over in Taylor's here in South Carolina.
Carolina, and headed to the dentist. So, fun. But anyway, just one of those necessary things.
Yeah, we'll be heading down to Boiling Springs, North Carolina here in a little bit after we get over here to VA.
I've got a buddy over in Boiling Springs, and he's the one that got me started in ham radio.
Amateur radio, it gets more interesting as it goes along.
It does. I mean, you know, there's so many aspects of ham radio, and I couldn't possibly be involved in all of them, and but I enjoy getting on HF and you know, pretty much talking all over the world, so or at least certain parts of it. My antenna is a Carolina Wyndham, and so it's directional. I can't rotate it because it's up in the trees. But other than that, it's transmitting east and west, so I can, you know, get over the big pond and talk to people in Spain. And I talked to a guy in St. Petersburg, Russia, so it does pretty good. It was on, I think it was on 20 meters, oh my goodness, I just choked my car down. 20 meters, and, it's been a while back, but anyway. But, I talked to a guy yesterday, he was on Echolink, and, he was in the UK. And boy, he had a thick accent. I had to hang on to every word just to understand what he was saying.
Well, that's HF contact. My other problem is with them. My one side of my antenna is down. The other side is okay. But my app can use that other side. Got the other end of it all.
Noisy into the repeater. That last transmission was the worst, but because I've been able to copy you. Well, I'm pulling in the parking lot here, so I'm gonna say 73s and find a place to park this thing and get on inside. But good to meet up with you, Sam, and you take care up there in Asheville. And enjoy the snows that y'all get. I'm jealous. But anyway, good to talk to you, and I'll stick around for your final 73s, KB4CBA.
W2T, and David, you're always noisy into the repeater. Every time you open your mouth, W2T Mobile.
Rusty, I guess you ran Sam off.
Just a little bit of him when I got back in the car, just getting in the car at Publix. So where are you? Are you off to play tennis again, David?
Oh, I'm going to the dentist right now they're going to work on my, adjusting my snore guard for my sleep apnea. But I do have two matches scheduled tonight, so it looks like sun's out. It looks like we're going to get to play. Some of us will get to play, but they got three hard courts, and they'll be dry. I don't know about the clay ones, so I guess we'll just have to see.
I had been backing out of my parking place over at the grocery store, and some lady started backing out the other side behind me. Didn't even bother to look to see if I was back, see if somebody was coming. She finally looked up. Oh, at the dentist. Better you than me today. W2T, I'm listening.
Well, at least you were paying attention. I tell you, I know people, they'll just run all over you. Especially in parking lots. I've come close to getting hit or you know, backing into somebody. And they were backing out at the same time, but thank goodness the same's got sensors on it. The only thing that my car didn't have that I wish it had is a backup camera, but of course I could put one on it, but maybe I ought to do that. But anyway, have a good day, enjoy the sunshine, and we'll talk to you later. 73's WU2TKB4CBA.
David, W2T Mobile.
CBA, KN4UBV. David, this is Jim. Good afternoon.
I hate to cut it short, but I'm getting ready to get out of the car here. I'm waiting for them to, I have to text them and tell them I'm here, and then I have to wait for them to tell me to come in.
That routine, I just want to say good afternoon to you. I'm you on this a repeater. Thought maybe I'd hang around for a little bit. I'm located down here in Georgia, outside Athens, Georgia. And I was at the doctor's office yesterday and had to do the same thing. And got in and there was nobody there. And I have sleep apnea also. I know your problem. And I'll play safety please to a young man. And I'm playing tennis. I played tennis when I was younger. In fact, my right arm is bigger than my left arm. Been there, done that, loved it. Got all my kids playing tennis. And they have loved it over the years. Safety please to you, Dave. Have a great day. KB4CBA. KN4UBV clear.
I'm 66 years old, but I'm running all over the court. So, did you say you were in Athens, Georgia?
Yes, right outside Athens, Georgia, 23 miles from Athens east, and about 90 miles east of Atlanta, Georgia. Pretty close to the South Carolina border, not too far away, about 20-25 miles away from the South Carolina border. So, yeah, I'm 65, and I haven't played tennis in a while. I got a few trophies that I managed to get lucky, but man, I used to play tennis. When the sun came up, my mom used to have to call me to get me home when the sun went down. So enjoyed it, loved it. I used to get all my rackets restrung with cat gut stringing, and nowadays they got all kind of new stuff on the market that I don't know. I've had a couple of heart attacks and I had a hip replacement, so my running days are over. I could probably roll down a hill, but that's about the only thing I could do. So I'll let you go, Dave. Enjoy your visit at the dentist, and that's 53. KN4, UBV clear.
Jim, well, I think you're my first contact in Georgia on 2 meters that I can remember. So that's pretty good. I don't know if there's a band they put in or what, but anyway. All right, well, 73s, they just said I could come in, so I'm going to head on inside. And you have a good one, KV4CBA, clear.
For DJC listing.
U2T Mobile for a few more minutes. How are you today?
About yourself. Are you feeling better? Or evidently you've improved some. Your voice sounds a lot better.
Oh, yeah. I'm finally, this head cold's finally going away, so that's the last of my things. And, of course, I woke up to a dead battery in my car this morning, and I had to go buy a new battery today. That just really made my day, you know? No, wasn't planning on it, but oh well, it is what it is, you know. So anyway, I stopped and got lunch after getting a new battery and then got me, stopped at the grocery store and picked up a few items, and now I'm on the way back to the house. See what kind of trouble I can get into on the computer or maybe the radio this afternoon.
This was open this morning, about 8:30 or so. I noticed the troco looked like it was open at least through South Carolina on up to North Carolina. I didn't have any trouble getting, I usually have trouble getting into the map measure machine from here, but I didn't have any trouble getting in this morning. And I was on 2 meter sideband the other night and got into, there's a guy calls a net somewhere up in North Georgia, and I was able to get into his net, which is unusual. I wouldn't run for about 50 watts. And that's about all I've been doing. I'm still piddling around here and there. I had to go out to Sam's Inn, Walmart this morning. So we're done for a couple of days anyway.
Like I said, I had to start getting somebody calling AAA and have them send somebody out to jump me off. And then from there, I let the car run a while until the battery got some charge on it. And then I drove to the post office and turned in the keys from my old post office mailbox. And then went out and bought a new battery. Wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. One place I called wanted $165 plus $35 to install it because my battery's not one of the simplest things to put in because you got to go underneath. It's back up underneath the rear bumper, basically, the tailgate back there. So anyway, but the other place I went, $140. I get 10% off because military, and that covered the taxes when it was all said and done and free installation. So hey, I'm good to go. And I got a nice 2-year battery, and I plan to keep the car about maybe 6 more months, and then I'm going to upgrade to something a little bit newer to me, as they say. And also, anyway, what you been up to lately, Jerry, other than rattling the trees for the 2 meters today, huh?
Yeah, to be frank, we had our grandkids over Sunday for a little while. They wore masks, and we don't get to see them very often. It's about once every 3 or 4 weeks, maybe over an afternoon. But that's about it. You know, you're talking about batteries. My batteries last about 3 years. I can almost do it 3 years to the day, and it's going to be $135 or so. But last time I had a dead battery, I was sitting at Cracker Barrel, and I called the guys at the Honda place, and they've got one of these little jump deals where, you know, it's rechargeable batteries, what it is. You just hook it up to your battery. It's not a jump-off thing, but that thing, it cranked right up for those things. And I thought, man, that wouldn't be a bad investment. But I thought, well, as long as they'll come for free, I don't need to invest in it at all.
AAA come out and jump me off. That didn't cost me anything this morning, but I went up to Batteries Plus and got a battery, and got a better deal from them than I would have gotten from, because I'd called Advance Auto Parts, and they're the ones that wanted $165 plus $35 installation. I got it at Advance Batteries Plus, $139.95, free installation, 10% off. So, you know, I came out pretty good. And while I'm back home, I got to get in the house and get some things done, get some groceries inside. You take it easy, Jerry, and we'll talk at you later. 73s W2T.
This afternoon, she was a pretty day outside. I might go out and chase a satellite about 2 o'clock this afternoon, not for sure. W2T, N4DJC, clear.
I'm still there. I missed your call. KN4UBB here.
Afternoon, how are you doing? Yeah, the call is N4DJC. Heard you talking a minute ago. How far away are you saying? About 20 miles from Athens?
20 miles east of Athens. Man, you're blowing me away down here. I'm telling you. I'm just hanging out here having a good time, talking radio. I love it. I'm an old man, 75 years, or 76 pretty soon, and not a whole lot to do. My computer is down today. No internet service whatsoever. So I jumped on 2 meters to see what I could round up. But you're sounding good. I hope you're doing well. I hope your family's well.
Thank you. I just wondered, we originally, my wife and I both are originally from Hartwell. I'm in Anderson. And her family is from Bowman. So, and we lived in Georgia most of our life. Well, not most of our life. Now it's about half and half, I think. First half we lived, well, probably for 20 years or so we lived in Georgia. And we've been here in South Carolina since 78. But we're right on the line, so we can come back and forth across the state line if they'll let us back in. But both our parents are gone now, both sides, so we don't get into Hartwell as often as we did. But yeah, I'm sure you know where Bowman is if you're from the Athens area. All my wife's family were Georgia graduates, and we have her sister, or actually her brother's, just sold his CPA business last year. He had a CPA business in Athens. All those are Georgia graduates. Everybody in the family, with the exception of my wife and myself, and I think her sister, our niece, is at Georgia. She went to Georgia College. Well, it used to be Georgia College Women in Milledgeville, and she's at Georgia State now, finishing up her. I want to say she's like an occupational therapist or something like that. She's working on her, finishing up there, and then our nephew got his degree at Georgia in math of all things, and he graduated from Augusta Medical College, College of Georgia, and he's at, which hospital he's at? He may be at Grady. He said it's just a mess in there at night. He's going in orthopedics. I think he's in his third or fourth year residency right now.
Great. Fantastic. Impressive family there. Everybody wants to get a little higher education. Yeah, the only way I can get higher education is get a step ladder, you know. I tell everybody, you remember Stone Mountain, there's a little bit of right. Well, I grew up with Stone Mountain. That's how old I am, that's how dumb I am. Because Stone Mountain, that's a rock. That's dumb. I'm dumb as a rock. But, you know, that's great. Yeah, I have two grandkids that are in Georgia right now. One of them is a granddaughter. This is her first year at Georgia. And I have her brother. He's been at Georgia. He's already got one degree, and he's going to be a vet. So he's in the vet school over there. And I think he's working on his master's right now. Yeah, he's working on his master's now. And he loves it. And the other brother, he's already graduated. He's a school teacher. Their dad was a school teacher, and now he's a principal here in Georgia. But know where Bowman is? Man, I tell you what, I was born in Franklin County in Royston. You know where Royston is, and down towards Bowman and Vanna and Dewey Rose, and there used to be a skating rink there in Vanna. And I wore that skating rink out, or maybe it wore me out. I can't remember, but I know where Bowman is. We go through it all the time going to my daughter because they live in Hartwell. Over on Dewey Rose Road, Dewey Rose Road over there somewhere. Maybe it's not Dewey Rose. I'm not sure. See, there goes my mind. I'm turning into another rock.
My wife's dad was from Royston. His dad was a mechanic for Chevrolet company there for years and years and years in Royston, and we got roots in both places, Royston, Havana, Deer Rose. I know where all that is. Yep, we spent a lot of time. We spent a lot of time in Royston, and of course, you know, my parents both lived in Hartwell. From my mother and daddy built their house in Hartwell, 1946. And my dad's, my granddad was a railroad engineer there for Hart Railway from about 1910 or 1911 to 1960. Our roots are right in here in Royston and Bowman and Hartwell and Bowersville. That's all us.
If we start started digging, we'd probably be cousins, you know? I'm from Austin. My mom and daddy was from Sandy Cross in Franklin County. And over there, the Ross, the Hart, the Bonds, the Phillipses, the Kears, the Crumbers, the Alders. I mean, they're all inbred. They're all inbred, let me tell you. I had to go to North Carolina to get me a wife. I bring home a girl, and I say, Dad, you know this girl? He says, yeah, you better leave that girl alone. That's your second cousin. I said, oh, I'm in Owen. And then one day I brought one home, and this is, I said, Dad, you know this girl? He said, yeah, come here, come here, come here. That's your sister from another mother. You better get rid of her.
The truth, I tell you what, we all, it seems like we all related somehow or another. My wife and I very distantly related, but at least one of the guys there in high school told us we were. I said, well, we're far enough. We're not on the same, we might be on the tree, but we ain't on the same branch. but it's funny, I mean, we got, my grandmother had, she had folks up in Sandy Cross, and she would go up there a lot, and she's been a couple of weeks up there, and in the summertime and in the fall, and just, you know, I know all that area. I hunted and fished all down through there when I was growing up. And when I moved, I went to school down in America, Georgia, so I was down in Southwest Georgia for 4 years, and I like Southwest Georgia pretty well, but during the summertime, I tell you one thing, that dance will eat you alive down there.
The armadillos will knock you down and eat you right on the spot, won't they?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Okay, Jerry, I'm going to let you go. I don't want to tie up this frequency so long, but I could sit here and talk all day. I'm glad I met you, son, and I'm going to put you down here on my 2-meter log and on this frequency, and I'm going to see if I can visit this frequency more often. But it's safe to say to you and your family, stay well, stay safe, stay inside. The sun's coming in and out over here right now. I don't quite know what it wants to do yet. But definitely enjoy the contemplation, the QSO, as they say. And safe to say again, N4DJC.
KM4, UBB
clear.
Okay, Jim, you have a nice afternoon. If you hear me on, just give me a shout. Looks like to me, there's a little bit of a band open today. Looks like there's a little scratch on that last time I got all of it. But later on in the evening, it may open up. It's usually pretty, 2 meters usually open more in the morning than it is in the evening anyway, with this way the heat's, where these truck load openings are. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy talking with you. We'll talk to you later. KN4 UBB, N4DJC.
DJC, KB4CBA. How you doing, Jerry?
Are you playing today? I guess you are, aren't you?
Probably, it depends on whether I'm on a hard court or clay. If I'm on clay, I looked at the court assignments, but I can't remember if I'm on hard court or clay. But anyway, if I'm on a hard court, I'll get to play. I don't think the clay is going to dry out. It takes a while. But who knows? Maybe it will. It's nice to see the sunshine. My car thermometer says 62. Who would have ever thought it'd be 62 in January?
Yesterday it was a lot nicer than I thought it was, but it was a little on the chilly side this morning. I didn't think it was going to warm up, but when that sun started coming down, I said, oh boy, it's good. I still got some clouds here at the house, but sun kind of popped in and out. Maybe you got a little, now the clay's not indoor, the clay is outdoor, right?
It's outdoor, and it's funny because when you go, I have gone to play in the bubble, which is indoors. There's two hard courts in the bubble, and the clay courts have been raining, you know, and the clay courts look like little ponds you could go fishing in.
Yeah, very bad. See that, I don't think.
So it's interesting. I don't know a lot about clay, but they they water it from underneath, and if it's wet in the evening and it freezes, then it has to thaw out, and then it has to dry. So if it freezes, you can just about forget it. Of course, we hadn't been down to freezing. I can't even remember. It's been a week or so. But anyway, it's definitely a different animal than asphalt, that's for sure.
I've always wondered how they kept the moisture level. I didn't realize they had water running, had it irrigated underground to keep it damp enough, because otherwise it'd just blow away, I suppose. Either that, it'd be so hard packed you couldn't walk on it. It is. I've never played on clay. I played on grass many, many years ago, but I guess clay is a little different animal. I guess you slide around on it a little bit.
I really don't. I mean, it's slower because it slows the ball down when it hits, but the bounce is very. The thing I don't like about clay is the bounce is very unpredictable. It can bounce less than you expect, or it can hit if it hits the line and hits one of the nails, the lines are nailed in. If it hits one of those nails, it might bounce up 5 feet, and you're like, what in the heck? And you have to adjust your swing, and you're already in mid-swing, you know. And that thing's bouncing funny, and it's crazy. But I don't do a whole lot of sliding. I've fallen a couple of times, but it's. I'd rather fall on clay than asphalt. That's for sure. Well, let me run in Wally Mart here and pick up a few things. I just want to say hello. I heard you in there. And, yeah, I just got through talking to a guy a few minutes ago when I was going to the dentist. He was in Athens, Georgia. So I think there is a little band opening. But anyway, 73s, I'll stick around for your final, KB4CBA.
Talked to Jim as well. He was from the area that my wife and I are from, basically. And it was starting to crack up a little bit. It's starting to get a little staticky, but there was a pretty good band opening early this morning. It usually starts closing up about noon or after, and then, you know, that trope when it's in the morning when two is usually more open. Anyway, have a good afternoon. I'll talk to you later, David. K4CBA, N4DJC. KB4CBA. Sorry about that, David. N4DJC.